very excited. It's got fight written, as I've said, all over it. It's a great fight. It's two guys, got a champion who's not over the hill, he's at his peak, and you've got a guy who's coming to his peak in Josh, and I think the pair of them are going to provide something special on the night for the fans.
And it's not often boxers outside the heavyweight division can sell out a stadium fight. Why has this captured the public's imagination?
Because it's a great fight, and because Josh is Leeds' favourite. You know, he's the city's got behind their man. Even the band's come out from Leeds band. Kaiser Chiefs are out to play him in the ring. So that tells you, you know, the love and the affection they've got for him. It's going to be a great atmosphere here on the night.
The division's real exciting right now with some big names. What could be the future for the winner?
Well, you got, I mean, domestically, you got Carl Frampton and you got people like Santa Cruz and so forth, all those different guys out there. There's some great fights to be made. It's a fantastic division.
Finally, Frank, what can fight fans expect on Saturday night?
Excitement. Excitement, atmosphere, and fingers crossed, a win for our man.
Champion Lee Selby, not many world champions would come into the challenger's backyard in front of a stadium atmosphere to take on this challenge. Why have you decided to come into the challenger's backyard?
Well, it just makes the most sense for the fight. You know, you've got a great following up here. And, I've been well rewarded to come up and defend my title.
And you've spoken in the past about the fact that sometimes when you go into the other person's backyard, that gives you that extra motivation and adrenaline that you need in a fight.
Well, as long as there's some sort of atmosphere, whether it's hostile or a good reception for myself, it like picks you up as a fighter. If you walk out to an arena and there's no atmosphere, it's quiet, some people can struggle to get up for it. But as long as they're either booing me or cheering, I'll be okay.
And what can fight fans expect from you on Saturday night?
It's another Lee Selby boxing display, another Lee Selby win.
And if things go to plan for you on Saturday night, what's next for Lee Selby?
I've seen Carl Frampton's got a date in August over in Belfast, and I'd love to come out of this fight with a win unscathed and go straight into another fight with him.
You're a respected champion with defences behind you. Great support within the industry. This fight could really put you in the public spotlight. What are you looking for your legacy to be?
I just want to be remembered as a fighter who took on all challenges, all challenges, and boxed the best and show out of a fight with nobody.
And finally, your message for the fans?
Just thank you for the support. Keep supporting me, following me, and I'll try my best to give you big nice advice.
Josh, you've talked today about fulfilling a dream, fulfilling a destiny.
Yeah.
What is that dream and what's it taking you to get here?
Dream is to be Leeds' first world champion, great bit of history for the city. And what it's taken is years and years of hard graft, sacrifice, dedication, the hard nights, good nights, winning, and a dream.
And you get the opportunity to fulfil that dream here at Elland Road. How extra special is it that you're fighting in the stadium at the club you love?
Unbelievable, really. Even just to drive past the stadium and see a billboard with me face up and name up on the outside of the stadium is, you know, I have to pinch myself at stuff like that. I'm just a lad from the state who's done what he's always done, and like I say, just had a dream, and now we are fighting for the world title. This is, it felt like a long time coming, but at the same time, I know what I've put into to get to this stage, and I'm ready to take the opportunity with both hands.
You said there we're fighting for a world title, so who are you fighting for?
I'm fighting for the city. I'm fighting for my friends, I'm fighting for my family, I'm fighting for those who've paid their hard earned money over the years. You know, I'll just quickly say that over the years I've had people, you know, miss family events to come watch me fight. They've missed birthdays, they've missed holidays, they've spent their hard-earned money, you know, in coming to support me and see me go as far as I can in my career. And there's a lot of people who've coming down who've been there since day one when I was fighting in small shows, when no one would ever think that I'd be, you know, at a stage like this and fighting for the, you know, the very pinnacle. So I owe it for them people, and the lead time for me is marching on together. I've got it tattooed on my leg, and I massively believe in that, because as when I go into fights, it's not just me, it's me and, you know, thousands of others who've been on the journey with me.
And what will it mean to you and everyone around you if and when you're crowned victorious on Saturday night?
You know what, on the Sunday morning when I get home and I see my girls and I'm sat with a fry up and I've got the world title over my shoulder, that is a image what I keep getting in my head, but I just can't get the feeling right yet. But I'll be able to tell you after what it actually felt like.
And finally, Josh, you speak about the fans more than anyone. Your final message for the fans who are going to be out here, 20,000 on Saturday night?
I'll start off by saying thank you. You know, I couldn't do it without you guys, and you know, put me in the position of where we are now. And if you bought your tickets, you know, plenty of noise in the stands. Just make the noise, make it intimidating from first bell to last, and I'll do everything else in the ring.
Thanks, Josh. Marching on together.
Thanks very much. And the new.